Broadcasting live from the Stevenson Pest Control booth, courtside here at Pisgah High School. It is round three of the state playoffs as North Surrey has come into town to take on the Pisgah Bears. I'm Mike Lovelace. Beside me, I've got the bug man himself, Mark Stevenson. And to his right, the pride of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Kevin Lowry. Back in the studio, we got the man who makes all of us sound good, Mr. Jack Cuat. So, fellas, here we are, third round of the playoffs. Things start to get really, really exciting as you move further and further down into the state playoffs. An upset. We were expecting to play Lake Norman Charter, but there was an upset. North Surrey come and knocked those guys out. So here North Surrey is on the court here at Pisgah tonight. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's, again, you can feel the atmosphere here is really good. You can tell this is a third-round playoff game. Our fans are starting to fill up. As all the girls come out to warm up right here, just, I mean, it sounds corny, but it's electric for me.
Yeah, for me, it's a situation where, you know, these girls have had this game targeted for a long time. You know, as a team, we've gotten to that third round, I think the last 3 years straight. They really want to get past this third round and get deep into the playoffs here. So I think they're going to come in focused. But, you know, looking at this North Surrey team, you know, it looks like we're going to have our hands full tonight.
Some big girls.
Yeah, you know, and one difference this year than in years past is we're on our home court for this third-round playoff game, and that doesn't happen very often. Very often do you get more than one or two home court playoff games, but this year we could get up to four before we move into a common, I guess, location for both teams. But it's exciting being here in the Bear Den, home third-round playoff game tonight.
Yeah, and talk to you about how that matters, Mike. I was talking to the head coach of North Surrey a little bit here as I got here a little early. They had their bus overheated on the way.
Really?
Never shut down, but almost didn't make it up the mountain. So those are the things we don't have to deal with by being home that normally maybe you do, but just little things that can throw your, you know, your whole routine of your game off.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When we go down east, we've been there. We know you're eating at a restaurant on the way. You're in a bus. You're just out of your routine. When you play home, you can get into a more, let's say, normal routine. And that's why I think home court advantage is so huge as we move through the playoffs.
All right, with that, guys, we got about 8.5 minutes here for the start, and we go over the keys of the game. The keys of the game is sponsored by Jack Webb Sr., financial advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have for your goals or needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth Management member, FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Mike, you want to go first? Keys to the game?
Well, you know, I said it last game and we didn't do it. So I'm hoping we can do it tonight, but I want to see a quick start by our young ladies tonight. You know, in that second round game, I think at the end of the first quarter, we were down by 4 points. We don't want a repeat of that tonight. We would like to have an early lead, you know, and just, you know, dash the hopes of an upset tonight. But, you know, you're going to hear me say that a lot. That's my key to the game almost every night is a quick start right from the bat. Let's jump on them quick.
Absolutely. Kevin?
Yeah, so mine is don't overlook this North Surrey team. I think that goes right along with the fast start you were talking about, Mike. North Surrey comes in here as the 10 seed with the upset win over the 7 seed. We were thinking we were probably going to play a team with 3 losses on the year. They come in at 14-9, but if you dig deeper into that 14-9, very solid team, very tall team and long team. So we cannot overlook this team, and we have to have a great start.
Yeah, absolutely. They do. They have. I think Kevin said this one girl is 6'3". She looks every bit of him sitting over here.
Yeah.
We're going to have to win the boards, but I think my key to the game is going to be the guard play. I like our combination of Chandler and Macy and Bailey and Marcos. I'll put them four girls up against anybody I've seen this year. And if we come out and press and trap like we normally do, I think it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I was looking at their roster. They've only got nine players listed on the roster, and only two of them are seniors. They got a ton of sophomores, so they're a relatively young team.
Yeah, their coach was quick to point that out as we were having a conversation. But with that said, you know, they're sophomores on paper right now, Mike, but they have played this entire year. They're really starting their junior year right now.
Right.
So I'm sure that coach has seen them progress as the season goes, hence the big upset they had in the second round. Those young ladies are going to come ready to play.
Yeah, they were 5-5 in the conference they played in. They were in that Northwest 3A, 4A split. I think that conference has all those Surrey schools in it, plus Mount Airy and
Forbush.
Yeah, we're familiar with a lot of those schools. We've played them in multiple sports over the years. So it's a pretty good conference. I'd compare it a lot to like our conference with the split conference, but don't let that 5-5 record fool you. You know, like you said, Kevin, this team knocked off a really good Lake Norman charter school on Thursday night. So they're riding high with two straight state playoff wins. So they're coming in with a lot of confidence tonight.
Yeah, they're going to come in with a ton of confidence. They are seasoned, ready. That's a pretty tough conference up there. It is a 3A, 4A conference. I think it was Surrey Central that won that conference. And then them and Forbush were tied for second. They got the three seed. But really played well down the stretch. So I think they're grown up this year. Learned how to play. Now their style is going to be quite different than ours. They want to slow it down, play a half-court game, get it into the post, and finish. Whereas we're going to want to pick up that pace of play. We're really going to have to front this big girl.
Yeah.
Instead of play behind her tonight.
Yeah, and just to recap how our girls got to this point, they had a first-round bye. Then the second round, of course, was here Tuesday night against Salisbury, where, as I mentioned, we went down 4 points in that first quarter. But then our girls went on just an incredible run. I think it was something like 65-26 the rest of the game. Absolutely just tore it up after that first quarter. And so that got them to win in the second round. That puts them here, of course, in the third round. In case you didn't listen Thursday night, unfortunately, our boys had one of the most heartbreaking losses I've seen on a Pisgah court. Tied up with 4 seconds to go, and West Stokes got a steal and eliminated us from the playoffs. But again, congratulations to the boys on a great season. We would have loved to have been having them here tonight playing as well. But it just wasn't meant to be on Thursday night. But our girls are here, and they got that big win against Salisbury on Thursday. So, Kevin, I know we don't like to think ahead, but how does the rest of the state playoff schedule look after tonight?
So if we win tonight, we will host again Monday at 6 o'clock. If North Surrey were to pull the upset, they would play Stuart Kramer, who has already won their third-round game earlier today, against Fred T. Ford. So if we win, Stuart Kramer comes here. If North Surrey were to win, they go to Stuart Kramer. After that, that would be the Western Regionals, so we'd be down to the final two in the West, really a final four, if you will. That would be played at Lenore Ryan College on their court. We don't know what day that would be. That would either be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Okay.
So with the 8 divisions they have, they'll play 2 divisions on Wednesday, 2 divisions, both men and women, so 4 games on Wednesday, 4 games on Thursday, 4 games on Friday, and Saturday. So if they went 1-2 on Wednesday, 3-4 on Thursday, we would play on Thursday. If they go 1-5, 2-6, we would play on Saturday. So it really depends on how they do that, and they have not announced how they're going to do that yet.
Right. Where will the state championship be?
That would be a week after that regional game.
Okay.
So if we play on Wednesday, the state championship will be on the following Wednesday, and that would be down at Wake Forest.
Really?
Gymnasium.
So So used to they played them at Carolina or State. So is that a change in the state playoffs now that they go to Wake Forest?
Yeah, they did that last year. It's a little more central for everybody. Yes. So they've started going there. Western Regionals this year at Lenoir Ryan. Eastern Regionals, I think, are at East Carolina. So they try to use other venues right now.
Well, that's nice of them to move a little closer west. They generally forget how this guy's over here on the western part of the state. But that is a nice, you know, not near as bad a drive to Wake Forest as it is to Carolina. And that is certainly where our girls want to be in a couple of weeks, is at that state championship game. And certainly we know they're capable of doing it. But it all starts tonight. Got to get past this third-round game tonight and move on to Monday night. So we got just a few seconds left until the end of the warm-up period. So we're going to throw it back to Jack in the studio. A few words from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the start of this third-round state tournament game here in the Bear Den. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for business sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside in the Bear Den, where we just had our beautiful rendition of the national anthem. Hopefully you caught a little bit of that on the radio, but we're about ready to get started. We will have the visiting team from North Surrey. We'll have their starting lineup first. North Surrey, their colors are gold and blue. Of course, Pisgah tonight will be wearing their home whites with red numbers. So, starting lineup for North Surrey will be number four, Catherine Chair. And number five, Kaylin Collins.
Number 10,
Emerson Puckett.
Number 24,
Ava Badgett.
Number 33,
Weston McGraw. And now for your Lady Bears. Number 10, Macy Devlin. That's senior. And, of course, another senior, number 11. And that would be Chandler Lowry. And another senior, number 13, Bailey Connor. And sophomore, number 14, Scout Blue.
And a senior, number 25, Kylie.
And a senior, number 25, Kylie Leonard. So that is your starting lineups for both teams. And again, we welcome you to a Saturday edition of Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio, third round of the state playoffs. And we are about to get this thing underway.
Interesting, the 6'3 girl not starting, you know it.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
That was a surprise to me, too.
Yeah, you wonder if they're trying to go small to max our speed as much as possible.
Absolutely, we're ready to go. Tip up. Tip goes to North Surrey. North Surrey has it top of the key. Gets a screen. Pisgah starts out man-to-man defense. Goes to the big girl inside, Badgett. Tries to go down low. Now they kick it out. Three-point shot up. No good. Rebounded by Macy. Macy pushing it. Finds Bailey up the court. Takes a dribble. Now top of the key. Macy has it down in the corner to Blue. Top of the key, Chandler. Chandler, a couple of dribbles. Back top of the key. Looks like North Surrey will start out in a man-to-man. Chandler passes over to the right side. Now back top of the key. Swings over to the left side to Macy. Cross court to Bailey. Now inside. Outside. Three-point shot up. No good. Rebounded by Kylie, and it's good.
Nice job.
2-0 Bears lead. Full court pressure. Macy on number 10. Puckett. Knocks it out of bounds. Possession will stay with North Surrey. Collins with the inbounds to Puckett in the backcourt. Bailey's on her. Tough, tight man-to-man right now. And Bailey forces a turnover. That's going to be a walk.
The pressure
on Puckett. Yes, sir.
And Bailey was hounding her, too.
Yeah, all over. Chandler with the ball, crosses half court. Over to Bailey on the left side, back top the key. Chandler's looking inside, now fine. Tries to go down low to Scout. It's tipped out of bounds by number 24, Badgett. Possession will stay with the Bears. Chandler under our own goal. Inbounds, and she was passing to Scout, and Macy cut through the lane, and it bounced off her noggin out of bounds. That would make the blooper reel if we had one.
It would.
Again, Pisgah, that a lot of pressure. Half court. Chandler is on Collins. Goes in into the left side to Chair. Chair gets into the paint. Kicks it out to Collins. Shot goes up. Good. Three-pointer by Chair. North Surrey takes a one-point lead. Ball goes down. Tipped away and stolen. Knocked out of bounds, but it's going to be North Surrey ball. 6:24 to play first quarter. North Surrey with a one-point lead, 3-2. Collins with the ball. Chandler's on her. Now over to number 10, Puckett. Goes down low to Collins. Tried to go inside. That's going to be off of a North Surrey player. Possession back to the Bears. Quickly, Macy with the inbounds. Chandler has it, crosses half court. Looks like they fell back into a 2-3 zone now. Chandler dribbling, looking, cross court, stolen away by Collins. Gets it ahead to Puckett. Puckett dribbles, gets a screen. Free throw jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Bears. Kylie has it, hands it off to Chandler.
Yeah. Good job waiting on the guard right there, too.
Absolutely. Chandler with the ball. Over to Bailey. Inside to Scout. And it's going to be a tie-up inside. The possession arrow is Pisgah.
So right now we continue to try to force it inside. And they're in this 2-3 zone. We're going to have to pass and shoot them out of this thing.
Chandler with the inbounds. Finds Bailey. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Scout. Scout's double team gets it into Kylie. Kylie is going to be fouled. So Kylie Leonard is going to go to the free throw line and shoot
two Mesmer Insurance free throws. These free throws are sponsored by Mesmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Kylie's first free throw up and off the back iron, no good. should get one more. I think that's one thing we didn't talk about in the pregame. We really need to hit those free throws.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've struggled as of late.
Second free throw is up, and this one's good. All tied up at three, 5.5 to play first quarter. Bucket with the ball. Is in a little half-court 1-2-2 trap. Gets it to Chair. Now down in the corner to Collins. Back to Chair, top of the key. They go inside. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler's pushing.
Good pass.
It's ahead to Bailey, and she's
good.
Going to miss the layup.
Rebounded by Kylie.
Rebounded by Kylie, and she'll get to shoot two more.
Mesper Insurance Free Throws. Free throws are sponsored by Mesper Insurance Agency. Offering insurance that will not put a strain on your budget. Call 579-3029.
Yeah, that's – and immediately the North Surrey coach puts the number 33, McGraw, into the game, the 6'3 sophomore that we had talked about earlier, to give him a little more height. McGraw comes out, and 23 is Sims. Am I right on that? Sims is a 6'3.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Kylie's free throws are good, 5-3.
I like the change we've made going to this 1-2-2 rather than a full court man.
Chair across half court. They try to trap. They get it to 24. Back to Chair. Chair with a spin move over to Puckett. Puckett with a couple of dribbles. Goes inside, and they try to do an inside and then go down low. And it's a little too high, out of bounds. Turnover goes back to the Bears.
I'm not so sure she's not bigger than 6'3", the way she looks out there.
When she checked in here in front of us, she was way taller than I am.
Poor Macy come up to her armpit down there when she's trying to match up with her.
Pisgah basketball, Chandler top of the key. Again, North Surrey stays in that 2-3 zone. Ball goes inside.
Good pass.
And
nice.
Nice pass to Bailey Carter. And that is going to give the Bears a 7-3 lead. 1-2-2 trap. And we've got a foul called on Bailey in the backcourt. That's just going to be the first foul on the Bears tonight.
Yeah, she just reached there at the last moment. We'll take that one.
Puckett with the ball. Inside, outside, three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by North Surrey. Outside to Puckett. She's going to drive, and we're going to get us for another foul, and that is going to be again on Bailey. Coach Holloway quickly brings in Alexis Marcos and Lauren Blue to replace Bailey and Scout. Inbounds goes into Sims to Chair. Kicks it out. Three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Kylie. And Kylie almost had it stolen away. Recovers. Chandler has it to Lauren. Back to top key to Kylie, and she's going to shuffle her feet as she tries to drive to the basket, and that's going to be a turnover, giving it back to North Surrey.
Take number 5 for North Surrey has a good shot, but she borderline travels every time she shoots that three with that little hop.
So, in the backcourt, we've got a trap, and it's going to be almost stolen away by Chandler down the corner. Drives, top of the key. Puckett takes the shot. It's good. Chandler with the ball, down the corner. Alexis has the ball, back, top of the key to Chandler. Chandler directing traffic, goes back, calls the play. Macy has it on the left elbow. Down to Lauren. She has her shot blocked. And North Surrey with the ball. Chair has it. Now over in the corner. Badgett is trapped in the corner.
Good
stolen
trap.
Away by Chandler. Chandler's going to push it up the court. Chandler gets to the free throw line. She gets in the paint. She shoots.
Great save. Great save.
Chandler went coast to coast, 9-6 lead for the Bears. 2.5 to play here in the first quarter. Padgett to Badgett.
That's it.
Over to Chair, down in the corner. Got to go inside to the big girl. She loses control, but picked up by North Surrey. Bucket with the shot, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Sims, and her bucket is good.
Not much you can do with that.
And the long arms of McKinley Sims got the rebound and put back. Makes it a 9-8 game. A little over 2 minutes here left in the first. Macy with the ball. Cross court to Chandler. Chandler cross court to Blue. Back top the key to Alexis. She's going to drive. Gets it to Macy. And tries to feed it down low to Lauren Blue. And it's too high. Out of bounds. Possession back to North Surrey.
Another forced pass right there.
So are they the Hounds? Is that my reading?
They are the Greyhounds.
The Greyhounds. All right.
Don't forget the gray.
I just see Hounds on the front of their shirt. So North Surrey has it. They go inside the Sims. Her little jumper is no good. Rebounded by Scout. Scout gets it to Alexis. Alexis gets it to Chandler in the corner. She drives baseline. Double team, knocked out of bounds. Pisgah ball, minute 49 to play in the first quarter. Pisgah 1 point lead. Chandler has it. Goes into Lauren Blue. Now to Scout. Back out to Alexis. Alexis drives. Stop. Kicks it out to Chandler. Chandler looking. Can't find anything. Resets the play. Top of the key. Over to Macy. Now down into the corner to Lauren Blue. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. Again, pressure from Pisgah in the backcourt. Shot goes up. No good. Scout with the rebound. Finds Chandler. Down the court to Alexis. Good
pass.
Great pass. Macy
nice.
Has it. And Macy scores 11-8.
I love watching this run the break.
Yep. Chair with the ball. Now back to Puckett. Back to Chair. Back to Puckett. Top the key. Couple dribbles to her right. Alexis on her. Cross court over to Easter. Now back to Chair. Chair kicks it out to Puckett. She's going to take the three-pointer in and out. Sims with the rebound. And the score. Those long arms again pay off for the Greyhounds. 39 seconds to go. 11-10 your score. Macy with the ball. Over to Lauren Blue. Now to Scout on the right elbow. Takes a dribble, pulls it out, gets Macy. Macy cross court to Chandler. She's going to think about the three. Now takes a dribble, gets in the paint. And she's going to be fouled. Shot was blocked, but foul was committed. And we got two free throws coming. Foul was on number 10. Was it 10?
23.
Got two. Free throws here are sponsored by Mesker Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029.
Chandler misses the first free throw.
I do like how Chandler went right into her, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't afraid at all. Second free throw is good. Molly Watson checks into the game for the Bears. Puckett with the ball. Over to Chair. Now to go inside to Sims. And, oh my, she is going to be fouled, they say, by 22. That is Lauren Blue.
And I think they bailed her out there. That was good help defense.
Really
Chandler
was.
Came away with a steal. But they called Lauren on the foul.
Inside to Sims. She misses the short jumper. Quickly down the other end. Alexis has it. And her shot, no good. Rebounded by North Surrey. Fight for the ball. Alexis comes out with it. Now Chair has it. And that is going to end the first quarter. Your score, Pisgah 12, North Surrey 10. When we come back, we'll have the second quarter. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPGL Radio.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Let's Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Pisgah High School, where first quarter is complete. Pisgah with a 2-point lead, 12-10. So, guys, that first quarter, they're going to try to use their young lady, and I don't blame them. The 6'3 Sims was effective for them there in the first quarter.
Very much so. I tell you what I'd like to see is we're getting position on her, but we're going to have to put a butt on her thighs, the old school blockout methods,
yep,
and keep her from being able to reach over top.
We're ready to go here in the second quarter. North Surrey's ball. They have it top key. Goes to Puckett. Back to Easter. Down in the corner. Back to Easter. To Puckett. To Chair. Chair has it. She's getting trapped and almost thrown away. Ball goes inside. Now outside. Cross court to Puckett. Tries to dribble. Can't go anywhere. Cross court again. Drive. Stop. Top the key. Puckett shot. No good. Rebounded by North Surrey. They reset. Chair has it top of the key. Over to Easter. Cross court to Puckett. Trying to go inside to Sims, and they try to get into her, and it is going to be a jump ball, and possession will stay with the let's go to the Bears. Yeah. That's right. They got it to start the half or the second quarter. So Chandler with the ball. She's walking it up the court. Cross half court, over to Bailey on the left elbow. Now top the key to Alexis, inside to Kylie. She shoots and misses. Good rebound by Scout, and she's fouled.
Yep.
So Scout's going to go shoot two Messimer insurance free throws. 12-10 your score, 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. Got a good crowd behind us, guys.
Absolutely. They've really turned out, considering there's only one game today.
Yeah, and the student section had about one kid in it at tip-off, and now there's probably 50 kids in the student section.
Yep.
Scout's first free throw is good. 3-point lead for the Bears. North Surrey brought a pretty good crowd, too, though.
Oh, yeah, brought a really good crowd for their 3-hour drive.
Yeah. Scout's second free throw, good. This is going to stay in that 1-2-2 trap. Puckett to Chair. Chair quickly back to Puckett. She drives, kicks it out. Corner. 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Scout. Chandler pushing it up the court. Gets to the free throw line. Now out to Kylie. Kylie kicks it to Bailey. Bailey's 3-point shot. No good. Saved by Scout to Alexis. Alexis gets it in the paint to Chandler.
Yep.
And Chandler goes right at the 6'3 Sims and draws another foul. So that's quickly two fouls on McKinley Sims.
And that's big because she's had an impact on this game down there.
She has. Yeah.
First free throw is no good. But I tell you, Chandler, that's brave to go right into the chest of a 6'3 player. Chandler's what? 5'6.
Six. Maybe with her shoes on 5'7.
Yeah. And if she's wearing prom shoes, 5'8. Greyhounds.
Usually those get her to 5'10.
Okay. Greyhounds out of the ball. Down in the corner, cross court. Puckett's going to take the 3-pointer. This one's good.
That girl has a good shot.
She does. That makes it a 14-13 game. Chandler to Alexis. To Bailey. Bailey dribbles around. Finds Kylie. She's going to take the free throw jumper. No good. And we got a tie up on the court. And that'll go back to the Greyhounds of North Surrey.
I tell you, it's obvious to me they've watched a bunch of tape on us because they've handled the 1-2-2 pretty good.
Yeah.
Better than most teams have been handling it.
Yeah, they probably watched that Franklin game in the championship over at Smoky Mountain.
You're right.
North Surrey goes inside. Good move. Missed the shot. Rebounded by North Surrey, but stolen away by Bailey. Bailey's across half court, and we got a foul on North Surrey. I believe that's going to be on Easter. So Pisgah will have the ball. Chandler with the ball. They go back into a 2-3 zone. And we got a 3 seconds called on,
wow,
probably on Kylie.
Yep.
That's about the first one I've seen.
I didn't know he even still had that rule.
I didn't either.
It's been so long since I saw a referee call it.
Mm.
So, chair, back to Puckett, back to chair, back to Puckett. Cross court to Collins. They go inside. Shot goes up. No good by Badgett. And we got a foul. Is it a foul call? It is a foul on Chandler. North Surrey ball under their basket. Go top of the key to chair. To Puckett. They go inside, outside. Now back top of the key. Puckett dribbling down to the corner. Almost gets trapped. Now they go inside to Badgett. Now to Collins on the right elbow. Swings it around the chair. She swings it over to the left side. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Scout. And we got a foul call against North Surrey. And it looks like it's going to be on Ava Badgett. Golding checks into the game for chair. And that's four fouls on the Greyhounds. So one more in this quarter. We'll be shooting. And there's still 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Macy with the ball. Back to Chandler. She dribbles around to her right. And goes inside to Scout. Tries to feed it to Bailey. Or excuse me, Bailey tries to feed it to Scout. Has it stolen away. North Surrey has it. They're going to go inside, and it's going to be a foul on Pisgah. They went inside to Ava Badgett, and she gets fouled, and they're going to say that is a two-shot foul. So we have 4:34 to play second quarter. Pisgah holds on to that one-point lead, and it is now tied as Badgett makes her first free throw. Second free throw attempt is good. That gives the Greyhounds a one-point lead. Chandler with the ball. Now to Bailey. Inside to Scout. Back to Bailey. Cross to Chandler. Chandler looking inside. Macy's going to take the three-point jumper. No good. Quickly gets it down court. And we got a foul called on Pisgah.
Wow.
They missed the walk, and then they called the foul on Pisgah. So that foul was on, I believe they called Macy with her first foul of the game. So ball goes in to Puckett. Puckett goes to Badgett. Now back to Puckett. She's going to take the 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Chandler, and she's fouled by Golding, and that is going to send Chandler to the line for two
Bessemer Insurance free throws. Before that, though, we're going to have a timeout on the court, and this timeout is sponsored by Canton Insurance Agency. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So Chandler's going to go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws. Hopefully we can get the lead back. We trail by one right now, 15-14. Got under 4 minutes to play in the first half. And it seems like all of a sudden the referees are calling a lot
tied.
Of fouls.
Got tied, didn't it?
Yeah.
I always hate that because if you're going to start off one way and then you change it, it becomes confusing to the players, you know, how aggressive to play.
And right now we just got to figure out how to speed the pace of play up.
Yeah.
15-14, and we're halfway through the second quarter. We had 42 points the other night in our 28 in the second quarter. Right now we're sitting on two. So we got to figure out how to speed this pace of play up. Their size is bothering us in this 2-3 zone.
Yeah. So Chandler's first Messimer Insurance free throw is good. That ties the game at 15-15. Second free throw attempt up and rattles around good. Pisgah retakes the lead. Again, this guy looks like they're going full court man-to-man. Stolen away by Kylie. Kylie's on a breakaway, and she's fouled by Collins. And so Kylie's going to shoot two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
We need a little run right here to close out this half.
Yeah, I like the full court pressure, whether it's in the press or the full court man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie's first free throw off the back iron, no good. Chair checks back into the game for Collins. Kylie gets one more try. Free throw up and good. Bears take a two-point lead. And
there's no way.
Wow.
So they call a foul on Macy on the steal attempt. That's going to be 14 fouls this quarter. So that's
unfortunate. Macy's second.
And Bailey's got two.
And it's, so Pisgah stays in a full court, man-to-man. Ball goes into Chair. She's guarded by Macy. Chair gets it across half court. Puckett has it top of the key. Couple dribbles to her left. She gets a screen from Badgett. They try to go back into Badgett. It's stolen away by Bailey. Bailey gets it to Chandler. Chandler drives.
Good.
And
that's a great pass.
And a great pass and went through the hands of Macy. That was almost looked like a no-look pass there.
Yeah. And, problem was Macy was the one that's not looking. Oh, you got to be expecting the ball right there on a fast break.
So, busy again, full court man-to-man pressure. Puckett with the ball. Alexis is on her. Goes inside the Badgett. She's going to take the 10-foot jumper, and it's good. The young lady has a nice shot. That ties it up at 17. Chandler looks at Coach Holloway to get the play. Goes to Bailey. Back to Chandler. Over to the right side to Alexis. Now back top of the key. Chandler goes inside to Lauren Blue. Outside. Top of the key to Alexis. She gets in the paint. Floater is good.
Good move.
Nice low floater by Alexis. Gives the Bears 2-point advantage. Bailey's on Chair. Gets a screen.
A moving screen.
Yep. From Badgett. Chair has it in the corner. Chair picks up her dribble. Finally finds Puckett. She gets into the paint. Shoots. Misses. Fight for the rebound. And we got a foul called on the Greyhounds on number 33, McGraw. Foul's starting to add up for the Greyhounds as well.
Mm-hmm.
Got 2:16 to play in the first half. Pisgah with a 2-point lead. Alexis will shoot two of those Messimer Insurance free throws. First free throw, no good. Scout checks in for Bailey. Golding checks in for McGraw on the Greyhound side. Alexis shot, bounces around, and actually, I've never seen that much on a free throw. It bounced all the way up and hit the piping above the backboard.
And that's going to be Chandler's second foul.
Oh, did they call a foul?
Yeah.
On the rebound.
Okay. I thought they called it on the ball hitting the pipe. So Chandler definitely needs to be careful here with the 2:15 to play in the first half. Don't want to get that third foul in the first half. That puts Golding on the line for the Greyhounds. Free throw is good. 19-18 your score. Pisgah holding on to that 1-point lead. Golding with her second free throw. And that is off the back iron, no good. Chandler gets the ball.
Not sure how that went, a foul.
Yep. And Chandler gets to the paint, shoots, misses. And we got a rebound jump ball. Arrow is pointing towards the Bears. So Chandler will take it. The inbounds under our basket. She's looking inside. Finds Lauren Blue. Shot is good. That rolled around like one of my putts yesterday. North Surrey with the ball. Inside to Badgett. Hands it off to Puckett. Outside, down the corner. Chair has it. Takes a couple of dribbles. Can't find anybody. Now over to Collins. Top of the key. Collins goes inside to Badgett. She's going to take that 10-foot jumper. No good. Chandler with another rebound. Chandler goes to Lauren. Inside to Kylie. Kylie's fouled, so we're going to get two free throws out of it.
Mesmer Insurance free throws right here. We're going to have to start hitting these Mesmer Insurance free throws.
Yeah, we are. What's our free throws look like, Kevin?
This quarter, we're 5 of 10. We were 4 of 6 in the first quarter.
Kylie's free throw bounces around good. Mendez checks into the game for North Surrey. Two-point lead for the Bears. Free throw, good. Make it a three-point lead. 21-18, minute and a half to go here in the first. Pisgah showing backcourt pressure. Alexis on Puckett. They try to go inside, and they throw it away.
Good job.
And that's because of that Pisgah pressure they put on them. Creates the turnover. Three-point lead. Minute 20 to play first half. Chandler over to Lauren Blue. And has it tipped, stolen away, and stolen back away by Alexis. Gets it to Chandler, to Lauren. And yep. Lauren's going to shuffle her feet. And that's going to be another turnover, giving it back to North Surrey. North Surrey bringing it up. Puckett, Alexis on her. Now top of the key to Menendez. Back to Chair. Chair dribbling around, trying to find somebody to Collins. Now over the corner to Menendez. She dribbles, gets into the paint, and good stolen steal. Away by Alexis.
Oh, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds.
Wow. It almost looked like a quarterback handed it off to his running back. Alexis come through and just took it, and they say her foot stepped out of bounds. So Collins with the inbounds. And they caught us asleep, passed it into Puckett, and Kylie had her back turned to him. She turned around. Only thing she could do was foul. And that's going to give Puckett a couple of free throws here with 41 seconds to play in the first half. Free throw good.
Second foul on Kylie as well.
So we got a lot of people with two fouls, nobody with three?
Nobody with three yet.
So it'd be good to make it in these last 40 seconds without another foul called on the Bears. Second free throw also good. And Coach Holloway is going to call a timeout.
This timeout on the floor is sponsored by Canton Insurance Agency. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, there are 41.8 seconds left in the half. Our Bears holding on to a 21-20 lead. They've got four young ladies with four fouls, or with two fouls apiece. We've got four ladies with two fouls apiece. A lot of fouls being called in this game.
Yeah.
Very physical game. It slowed everything down for us, for sure.
It has. Just like you mentioned, too, we got 21 points so far, and the other night we had, you said, 28 in the second quarter alone. So,
yep.
Not our style of pace here.
Here we go. Chandler bringing it up. 40 seconds. Over to Alexis. Back to Chandler. Over to Scout Blue. Back to Chandler. To Alexis. Alexis getting trapped, and she's going to be tied up.
Oh, my.
And we got a foul call before the tie-up on Chair. And that's going to send Alexis Marcos to the line to shoot two of those Messimer Insurance free throws. So first shot, good. Makes it a two-point lead. Got 25.2 ticks on the clock here in the first half. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by
Kylie.
And she gets the foot back, giving the Bears a four-point lead. Puckett with the ball, 18 seconds.
No fouls.
And we got an illegal screen. called on Collins. And that's going to give the ball back to the Bears with 16 seconds to go.
Well, if we could get a score out of this right here just for the half, that would be good momentum.
Sure would. Chandler with the ball across half court. They're really extending their defense, trying to get a steal. Lauren Blue with the three-pointer. No good. Chair with the rebound.
No fouls.
Bucket has it.
No
over
fouls.
To Collins. Three-point shot is no good. And that is going to end the first half. Pisgah with the 24-20 lead over North Surrey. When we come back, we'll have your Papertown Equipment Rental Halftime Show. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Pisgah High School, third round of the state playoffs. And Pisgah halftime has a four-point advantage, 24-20 over the North Surrey Greyhounds.
Yes, now it's time for your halftime show, brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737.
Well, that was an interesting first half. And Kevin, you was right. This is a very good team, very disciplined team. And I tell you, getting two fouls on Sims definitely helped in that first half, because when she was in there, those long arms certainly played into a little advantage there for the Greyhounds. We don't have anybody size wise that can match up with 6'3". I'm not sure anybody does in our conference, but I felt like our girls played good. They really ramped up the pressure. And caused some turnovers and, holding on to a narrow four-point lead.
Yeah, so right now, we're struggling to get in transition, making this a half-court game. It's really tight, but we're battling. So we're playing their style of game and winning the game.
Yeah.
So it says a lot about our young ladies. We're very undersized in this situation. 24 points right now. We won both quarters 12-10. Right now, Kylie Leonard's leading us with 10 points and 5 rebounds. Chandler has 5 points and 6 rebounds. And then, really, Scout Ballou has 4 rebounds and 2 points. Macy has 2 points. Bailey has 2 points. And Alexis has 3. So, really not a lot to speak of. Steals, we got 4 steals.
Right.
Typically, we got about 12. At this point.
Yep.
But they're handling the ball. You got to give them credit. They're handling the ball very, very well right now.
How was our free throws?
Free throws, we were 12 of 20. Mm. Not too bad, but we were 0 for 5 from the 3.
Wow.
In retrospect, they were 5 of 6 from the free throw line and 3 of 10.
Yep.
I think that's the one thing that was missing from our game in the first half. We did not make a three-pointer. And usually we can always count on making one or two, if not more, in any given half. So I think that was, a factor in us not being able to run up a decent lead in that first half.
And a couple of those threes we took were kind of quick, too, and come up, wasn't even close, really.
Yeah.
We just didn't get a set.
Yeah. I want to give a couple of shout-outs. First, I want to give a shout-out to Sid and Paige Truesdale. They're listening up at Rocky Face Tavern as they cook some wonderful food. I was up there last night and enjoyed a pecan-crusted maple syrup fried chicken. It was absolutely phenomenal. But they said they'd have their ears on listening up there in the Rocky Face Tavern. And Of course, that's at Springdale Country Club. My buddy Jeremy Boone up there, the general manager, another Pisgah grad, as Paige and Sid are as well. So I want to give them some shout-outs. Also, my sister listening in Maryville, Tennessee. So we got Pisgah grads all over the place listening to this third-round state playoff game.
I tell you, speaking of Rocky Face, have you ever had anything bad there?
Never have.
Ever. Well, we had our Christmas party up there this year, and I'm telling you, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, big Pisgah supporters up there. Lex West, owner of the Springdale Country Club, appreciate all his support that he's given Pisgah. We're going to throw it back to Jack for a couple of words from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about that first half action. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School, where our girls have a 24-20 lead here at halftime as they take on North Surrey in this third-round playoff game. So if you're Coach Holloway, what's the message at halftime today?
I mean, for me, down here on the boards, they're going to bring the big girl back in, but we give up a few second and third shots. Like I said, block out just a little bit better. But also, we had a lot of forced passes in that first half right there. And as Kevin said, we got to figure out a way to get this thing rolling, get it running.
Well, for me, that's what the message is. We got to get in passing lanes.
Yeah.
Create steals. We can't sit in help defense away. We got to anticipate, get in passing lanes, get in transition.
Yeah, I only remember one or two true transition buckets we had in that first half. They did a good job of, even when we would steal the ball, to retreating back on defense. You know, a lot of games, that's where we put together those big runs, is when we could get a lot of quick transition points. And really, we didn't do that in the first half. So hopefully here in the second half, we can get a few more of those easy buckets, as you would say, in some transition. I'm going to throw it back to Jack. A few more words from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the start of this second half matchup between Pisgah and North Surrey. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTF.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here at the Bear Den here at Pisgah High School, where Pisgah holds on to that 4-point lead, 24-20, as the girls make their way out of the locker rooms. Got about a minute and a half until we get the second half underway. So, you know, we played a good first half. I don't think we ever let them get on any major runs. I think our fouls, we got to be real careful in this second half, Kevin. What is our foul situation?
So right now, Macy, Chandler, Bailey, and Kylie, all of our four seniors that start, all have two fouls apiece. So they got to be careful in this third quarter not to pick up that third early.
Yeah, you know, there's such a difference in how you play when you have two fouls versus three fouls. And you're right, I don't want to see any of those young ladies pick up a third foul, at least early in the third, because we need that aggressive defense to generate those turnovers, which in turn leads to transition baskets, which is what we talked about being so crucial to get a little momentum heading in the Bears' way.
And, folks, if you missed any of the Bears basketball or football this year, you can catch up on Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand. Check it out.
So we're underway. Ball goes in to Puckett. Oh, sorry, with the first possession here in the second half. Pisgah a man-to-man. Bailey knocks it out of bounds. Possession stays with the Greyhounds. Ball goes in to Bridget. Top of the key. Now free throw line. Badgett has it. Spins, shoots, and fouled by Scout. And Badgett will go line to shoot two. Is that her first foul?
That's just her first foul.
All right. Badgett will have two free throws. First free throw rattles out.
And they've started their big girl the second half here.
Yeah. Second free throw up, and this one is off the front iron, no good. Chandler with the rebound. Chandler pushing it up the court. Well, sorry, goes back into that 2-3 zone. Over to Macy. Inside to Kylie. Kylie thinks about a shot. Now passes it to Bailey. Back to Kylie. Dribbles and shoots. No good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Bailey. Bailey thinks about the three. Now drives in the paint. Good pass to Scout.
Nice.
And Scout scores.
Nice.
26-20. To Badgett. Hands it off to Puckett, now top of the key. Now back baseline. Three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by Chad. Goes inside the Badgett. Spin move, shoots. Her shot no good.
Good block out by Kylie.
Chandler with the ball.
Good pass.
Feed.
Here we go. There we go.
And Macy scores on that great pass. 28-20.
That's how you change the pace.
Yep. Badgett hands it off to Chair. Screen hands it off to Puckett. Puckett then to Collins. Collins trying to get in the paint. Kicks it out for a three-point shot. No shot to Collins. Inside to Sims. Sims back top of the key. Good defense by the Bears.
Yep,
and we got a ball.
You know, he called the 3 seconds on Kylie there in earlier, and Sims has been in the lane. I'm just watching her. She's just camping out. There we go. We've got a timeout on the floor. Canton Insurance timeout sponsored by call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 at down at Canton Insurance Agency.
So, you guys, with 6:18 left, our Bears have been able to stretch this lead to an 8-point lead, 28-20, in the first couple of minutes. We get the stop, get the turnover here. Can we get the score on the other end?
Yeah, that's crucial. When we do get the stop, to cash in on it down here.
Well, one thing I would say, that transition basketball, if we'll get the rebound and outlet pass into Chandler's hands, we're going to find somebody running the floor.
Yeah. For sure.
So, great job of just running the floor there.
Chandler has the ball. Over to Macy. Inside to Kylie. And Kylie has her shot blocked out of bounds by the 6'3 Sims.
Kylie's going to have to find a little head fake somewhere.
Yeah. Macy to Bailey. Back to Chandler. 3-point shot. Up and no good. Rebounded.
I think that one got a lot.
Yep.
Rosary has the ball, top the key. Over to Badgett. Now to Collins. Goes inside to Sims. Her shot's good. 28-22. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Bailey has it. Inside to Kylie. To Bailey. Kylie has it. Shot no good. Chandler with the rebound. Good pass.
Yeah, boy.
Scout Blue with the score. Back to an 8-point lead, 30-22. A little better pace of play.
Yep.
Collins goes inside to Sims. Sims shoots, no good. And we got a foul, I believe, on Scout. It's going to be Scout's second foul.
It's just her second, but Scout's trying to say 24 backed her down before the rebound.
Yep. And I'm not sure she's not correct.
No, she definitely got us correct there.
Ball goes into Badgett in the corner. Now to Sims. Sims spins. Trying to find help. She finds Chair cut through the middle. And Chair gets her own rebound. And they're going to get Chandler with her third foul here with 5 to play in the third.
And all three of them are on the rebound.
Yeah. So Chandler's going to play with some care here in the third. Badgett shot no good. Kylie with the rebound. Chandler gets it ahead to Scout. And missed the shot and rebounded by the Greyhounds. And ball tipped out of bounds by Scout. Possession will stay with North Surrey. 44-40 to play third quarter. 30-22. Bears with the 8-point lead. Chair pops out and gets the inbounds. Macy on her. Over to Badgett. They go inside, and Bailey gets a tip. Kylie with the steal. Hands it off to Chandler. Quickly ahead to Macy. And a little too quickly, goes out of bounds. Giving it back to North Surrey. Inbounds. Pisgah full court, man-to-man pressure. Badgett has it back top the key. Chair dribbles her right. Bailey's on her. Now to Collins, looking, trying to find Badger. And they get Scout Blue with her third foul of the quarter.
So that's the fifth foul on the Bears. No fouls on North Surrey right now in this quarter.
And we're talking about hand fouls 30 feet from the basket, too.
Yeah, the officials have been kind of difficult to read this game, what they're going to call and what they're not going to call.
It looks like just the fourth team foul.
So it'll be inbounds under their basket. Ball goes into Puckett, and she scores. Cuts it to a 6-point advantage for the Bears. Chandler looks at Coach Holloway, gets the play. Now over to Bailey. Back to Chandler, inside to Kylie. To Alexis, back Chandler. Chandler looking inside, can't find anything. Over to Bailey on the left side, to Lauren. Lauren shoots.
Nice shot.
Nice shot over the 6'3 Sims.
Over the big girl, yep.
Easter with the ball. To Collins, now in the corner. Chair thinks about the three. Now back to Collins. She takes the three, good. Chandler with the ball. Alexis, she's going to take a three. No good. Collins with the save and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Greyhounds. And that's going to give it back to the Bears. 3:15 to play in this third quarter. Lauren inbounding right beside Coach Holloway. Now to Chandler, to Alexis, to Bailey. Back to Alexis, back to Chandler, just around the perimeter. Cross court to Bailey, back top of the key. Now to Bailey, and tries to go inside to Kylie, and it's stolen away. Puckett over to Collins. Another three-point shot is no good. Rebounded by Alexis, and she's going to take off.
Yes, sir.
And she's scores. Almost missed the
sure did.
An easy shot, but she got it. 34-27. Pisgah's man-to-man, a lot of pressure. Puckett gets it, takes the 10-foot jumper, and it's good. Nice shot by Puckett to get the 10-footer, 34-29. Chandler to Alexis, back to Chandler, back to Bailey. They're just working around the perimeter. DeLauren, 10-foot jumper, no good. Sims with those long arms gets the rebound over Kylie. Over to Easter, goes inside the chair.
And that's the 15 foul.
Yeah, and they call a foul on Bailey. So I guess that's three on Bailey. So two shots. That's 15 fouls on Pisgah this quarter. Zero being called on North Surrey. Macy checks in for Bailey.
Just to get Sims out of there for a few minutes.
Yeah. Chair's free throw is good. That makes it a four-point game, 34-30. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Chandler crosses half court. To Macy, back to Chandler, inside to Kylie. Kylie drives. She stopped. Finds Chandler. Chandler scores.
Good interior passing right there.
Yep. 36-30. Minute 45 to play third quarter. Good pass to Badger, and she is going to score. Quickly, Chandler goes the other way. Finds Macy. Kicks it out to Chandler. She's got an open three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Badger. Minute 20, four-point advantage for the Bears. Ball goes over to Golden. She dribbles, gets in the paint, and shoots. And no foul. And now we got a foul called on the Greyhounds on McGraw.
But that's only their first foul.
It's only the first. Chandler with the inbound. Jake Blue checks into the game for the Bears. Macy with the ball. Down in the corner. Lauren Blue, three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by North Surrey. Collins with the ball. Under a minute to play in the third. Badgett with the shot. No good. Chandler with the rebound. She's going to push it up the court. She's still pushing. She gets into the paint. She almost scores. But she will go to the line and shoot two Messimer Insurance free throws.
Absolutely. Messimer Insurance. For products that will not strain your budget, call 579-3029.
And that will be the first free throws of the quarter for Pisgah with 41 seconds to play in the third. Chandler's first free throw off the back iron.
Can somebody please yell, sit soft.
Chandler's second free throw attempt up, and this one is no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. Puckett with the ball. 35 seconds placed in the third. And shot goes up. No good. And we got another foul called against the Bears. And I'm not sure I saw that.
No.
So we got two free throws by Badgett. First one up and off the front iron, no good. 26 seconds left in the third. 4-point lead for the Bears. Badgett's second attempt up, and this one's no good. But rebounded by the Greyhounds. Goes inside to Badgett. She's going to spin, shoot, and score. Cuts the lead to two. Chandler kicks it out to Blue, and Blue's going to walk. So with 10 seconds, it's a 36-34 lead for the Bears. North Surrey can tie it up at the end of the third with a made basket on their possession. Ball goes in. Alexis gets the steal. She shoots, almost scores, and fight for the rebound. North Surrey comes away with it. 2 seconds left. They're going to heave it from half court, and it's no good. So we got three quarters complete in this third round state tournament playoff game with your Bears leading 36-34. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter. You're listening to Pinnacle Basketball on WPTN.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth. Here courtside for this third round state playoff game where your Bears hold on to a narrow 2-point lead, 36-34. So far, the Bears have been able to just barely stay ahead through the three quarters. But, you know, a run either way right now could be good for either team. So,
yeah, every quarter has been a two-point quarter, one way or the other.
Yeah, we run up that eight-point lead, and I really thought we had a chance to break it open.
Pisgah ball, Macy to Chandler. She's going to take the three-pointer, and it's no good. Rebounded by, and we got a walk called on North Surrey. I thought they were going to call a jump ball, but they called a walk. So we'll take the turnover. Macy inbounding under our basket to Chandler. She's going to get a screen from Kylie. To Macy, over to Alexis. Back out to Macy. Tries to go inside, and it is stolen away by North Surrey. Puckett with the ball, calls the play. Go to Badgett. Good pass inside, and there goes. Oh, missed the easy shot. Bears survive a scare there. Macy with the ball. To Kylie Chandler. Chandler dribbles, finds Kylie at the free throw line. She drives, and she's going to be fouled. Looks like by McGraw. No, we're going to call it on Collins. So that's Collins' second foul.
We'll get a couple of Mesker Insurance free throws right here.
So first free throw attempt is up and no good. And Coach Long quickly gets his 6'3 girl back in the game. One more attempt for Kylie. And this free throw is good, 37-34. Again, Pisgah stays in that full court, man-to-man. Puckett with the ball, goes to Badgett. She drives, now passes out to Puckett. She drives, passes it out to Collins. Collins' shot, no good.
I'm going to say,
and we got a foul called on
Kylie. How that is a foul on Kylie.
That was on Kylie?
Wow.
She went over the back.
And they throw it into Sims, and she scores. That makes it a one-point game, and I'm still scratching my head on that last call.
Come over the back and drug her to the ground.
So Pisgah ball, Alexis to Chandler.
Move it.
To Bailey, to Chandler, around to Alexis. To Bailey, she's going to take the three-pointer. No good. And we got a battle for the ball. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's last touch by a Bear. And we got a timeout on the court.
That timeout on the court, sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of her friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we got 6:25 to play in the ball game. Pisgah holds a 1-point lead, 37-36. And that last call on Kylie had position, had perfect position.
Perfect.
The ball goes up, and the North Surrey defender got the ball and pulled it, and basically pulled Kylie backwards. But they called the foul on Kylie. I'm scratching my head on that.
I know. Yeah, this is. I don't get that one for sure.
Yeah, so the officiating has definitely changed here. We've gotten a lot of fouls called on us in that third quarter. Not as many on North Surrey. But one thing, the first part of that third quarter, we got out in transition several times, got that 8-point lead.
Yeah.
They were able to slow it down again. Like right now, every one of our possessions are against their 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
So we're just not getting off of the rebound and or steal, getting in transition quick.
So it looks like we're going to switch things up here and go to a full court press. I like the call, 37-36. Bears with the lead. Inbounds goes to Puckett. She's trapped. Now gets to Badgett. Over to Sims. Sims back to Badgett. Now they go over to the left side to Puckett. They finally get it across the half-court line to Chair. And it is stolen away. And out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Greyhounds. Inbounds right in front of us, guys, here. Collins quickly goes down into Badgett. Badgett dribbles into the paint. Now out to Chair, top of the key. Chair backs it up, calls the play, looks inside, now finds Sims. Sims hands it back to Chair. Over to Badgett. Back top the key. Now to Puckett. Goes inside to Badgett. Over to Sims. Outside the Chair. She's going to take the 15-footer. No good. Chandler with the rebound. Chandler
good
tries
pass.
To get it down to Alexis.
Good pass.
And she scores!
Wow. Wow.
I don't know how Alexis Marcos caught, scored, because she was practically under the basket. But she picks up the bucket and the foul.
Absolutely.
And that gives Pisgah a 3-point lead. Wow, that was an incredible play. Give Chandler the assist on it. And we got a whistle. And I don't know what the official... And we got a technical foul
on blue number 5.
And I don't know what she did.
She's been very upset and animated over the fouls when they were called before.
Yep.
And I think that time it got her in trouble.
So that is a huge advantage now, as the Bears will get to shoot 2 free throws for the technical. Alexis, first free throw off the back iron. That was for the foul call. So now Kylie will shoot the 2 free throws for the technical foul, and Pisgah will get the ball. So that's a huge call for the Bears. Kylie's free throw is no good. Got one more technical free throw for Pisgah. Kylie's free throw up, and this one is good. That makes it a 40-36 game. Pisgah will get, of course, to keep possession. So he managed to get one foul. We got the bucket that Alexis made. Then we got one of our technical free throws, and we get possession. So Chandler with the ball.
We could have done some real damage there if we had all these free throws.
You know, I don't know that I would just pull it out and make them come out and play us.
Right.
They're in that zone 2-3. We're moving the ball. And it's stolen away. And Chair has it. And they're going to call a foul on Bailey. And Erdogan called it on. They called the foul on
Marcos.
Okay, that's her first foul. Chair's free throw. Rattles around good. 37-40. Bears hold on to that 3-point lead. 5:26 to play in this contest. Ch- chairs. Second free throw is good. Cuts it to a two-point game. They are going to come out into a half-court trap now, looks like. Haven't seen that from this North Surrey team. Chandler finds Macy. She's going to take the three-pointer. It's no good. Kylie with the rebound. Out to Bailey. Swings it around to Macy. She gets trapped, and we got a jump ball.
Can do their ball.
So ball goes back to the Greyhounds.
Yeah, one pass right there.
Mm-hmm.
Look out their open shot.
40-38, five
That's
minutes
a
to go. And
yep.
That is a walk on Puckett. Turnover gives it back to the Lady Bears.
Feel like I'm having to help him a little bit.
I think he needs it.
Man.
Ball goes into Chandler. They go back to the 2-3 zone. Now Alexis stops key over to Macy. Down the corner to Chandler. Thinks about the three. Now pulls it out. Swings it around to Macy to Alexis. Back to Macy. Now to Chandler. And Chandler has it stolen away. Chair with the ball. And it's stolen by Chandler.
2-on-1 right here. Great pass. Finish.
Alexis.
Finish.
Hey, with the bucket. Chandler the steal and the assist. 42-38. We're trapping. We haven't seen this out of the Bears yet. Goes to Chair.
Yep, almost another walk there.
Yeah, and we
yep.
get another
there
steal.
We go. Look up.
And we got it to Alexis, and she's going to score easily.
Here we go. Here we go.
46-38. Timeout by Coach Long of the North Surrey Greyhounds.
This Pizzer crowd is fired up now, boy. Hey, that's what Alexis does best, too, man. Me, yep. Kevin, she releases, and it's just like...
Yeah, she is quick.
There's them steals you was talking about, this pace of play.
The pace of play had to pick up. Good job by Bailey and Chandler getting the trap. Chandler got the deflection. Bailey got the steal. Bailey looked up, hit Alexis, and we get an easy basket. And we're
yep.
able to separate a little bit here.
Yeah, a nice little wrinkle by Coach Holloway to throw that trap. We haven't seen this game. They threw I don't even know what kind of trap that was, but
a good one.
It was a good one. We trapped him at half court, and then we trapped him down in the corner, but it generated back-to-back turnovers. Still a lot to play in this game with 4:10 remaining, but we have finally bumped up that what was a one-point lead back up to a six-point lead.
You know, what he's doing is anytime the ball on the pass, the defender's following the pass and trapping immediately, which is creating a problem. Before, we were staying man-to-man. We were staying on our person.
Right.
Now we're trying to trap and then getting passing lanes on the backside when they panic.
Almost like what we used to call a run and jump.
Yep.
Yep.
The run and jump. Here we go. 4 minutes to play in the game. North Surrey ball. Goes down in the corner. Badgett out to Easter. Now over to Puckett. Back to Easter. Easter gets in the paint. Now kicks it out to Collins. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good. And we got a foul called. And they're going to call it on Chandler.
Wow.
She was in front.
And that's a big call.
Wow.
That's four fouls on Chandler with 3:49 to play in the game. Inside to Sims. Misses it. Badgett rebound. Put back. Good. 44-40, 3:41 to play. Half court trap. Chandler to Macy. Inside to Kylie. Down in the corner. Three-pointer by Bailey. He is no good. Rebounded by North Surrey. They're off and running. Pisca slows them down. Now to Puckett. Puckett has it top of the key. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good.
And it's gotta be over the back.
And we do have over the back on Sims. And that's going to be, I think, three on her. So we got four team fouls on North Surrey, three team fouls on the Bears. Chandler to Macy. And almost stolen away to Kylie. Out to Bailey. Chandler top the key. Thinks about the three. Doesn't take it. Macy to... Alexis takes the three, no good. Puckett with the ball. They feed it over to the right side. Badgett with the three-pointer. No good. Fight for the rebound. Bailey's going to come away with it. Gets it to Chandler. Chandler pushes up the court to Tiley. Tiley's going to shoot and miss. Rebounded by Sims.
Her shot selection in the last three trips has not been good.
Now, Puckett with the ball to Collins, top of the key. She's going to think about the three. Now goes inside the Badgett. Outside, three-point shot is good. Puckett with the three-pointer. That's going to make it 44-43. And Coach Long calls a timeout.
We'll get a timeout on the floor sponsored by Kenton Insurance Agency. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550.
Had a couple of good looks down low and didn't convert. Give them an opportunity to come down and make a three on the other end. And that makes it another one-point ball game. Pisgah 44 and North Surrey 43. 2:25 to play in this ball game.
You know, we had that four-point lead, and we were playing like we were down by eight. Two quick threes that we maybe shouldn't have took. Maybe should have took a little more time, but then I think Kylie turned around and thought maybe she was a little closer than what she was and had to throw up a shot.
Yeah. I'll say hey to my buddy David Burnett. He's listening up in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
So I think the one thing we can't have happen, Kevin, is Chandler get her fifth foul, especially with the pressure they're starting to put on us with that half-court trap. She's the only player with four fouls.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're all on rebounds.
All on rebounds. So here we go. Ball goes into Chandler. 2:22 to play. Over to Macy. They're trying to double-team. Down to Alexis. And has it stolen away. And North Surrey's going to have an opportunity to take the lead. Collins has it. Goes inside to Sims. She's going to shoot and misses it, but Badgett gets a rebound. Her shot's blocked, and we had it, and we fumbled it out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Greyhounds, 44-43. 2 minutes to go. Top of the key to Easter. Now to Puckett. They go inside. Back outside. Puckett's going to drive. And we got a travel called on Puckett.
Man, our bench is yelling 3 seconds. 23 never moved out of the paint.
I'm telling
the
you.
The entire offensive possession.
Well, they called it one time in the first half on us and haven't called it since.
Chandler with the ball. She dribbles around. And we got timeout by Coach Holloway. That's a full timeout with a minute 45 to go. Bears holding on to that one-point lead. That's a Kent Insurance timeout. So if you're Coach Holloway, what's the game plan?
Man, for me, let's calm down, okay? We got a minute 45 to go. We're not going to throw up a crazy three or a crazy shot. If you get a good shot, let's take it. If not, let's work it for that good shot and quit forcing passes.
Yeah, our three-point shooting tonight has been, I guess, the worst I've seen all year. Have we made a three-pointer tonight, Jesse?
We have not. We are 0 of 14 from the three.
Wow. I don't know that this team has been 0-for from the three-point line all season.
Well, one thing I've noticed, we've got some different people taking the threes tonight than we have in the past. So shot selection hasn't been best. So just got to figure out here where we want to get the ball to, how we want to attack the basket, score here, get that three-point lead back, and then play some defense.
Yeah.
Well, every possession from here on is going to be crucial. Don't want to have many empty possessions as – yeah, under 2 minutes to go. But Bears will hold on to that one-point lead. As they inbound in front of the Pisgah bench, ball goes into Chandler. Chandler dribbles, hands it off to Mason. Looks like North Surrey's in a straight man-to-man. They go inside to Bailey. Her shot's no good. And they're going to call. Woo. They called it on Scout. That was very close to being called on Chandler.
So we really didn't have a shot there either. Instead of catching it and bringing it out, we.
So that's going to be four fouls on Scout. So four on Scout, four on Chandler, two or three on practically the rest of the team. Minute and a half to go, 44-43. Pisgah is in some kind of a trap here. Top of the key to Easter. Over to Puckett. Puckett with a couple of dribbles. Hands it off to Collins. Now back to Puckett, top of the key. They go over to the right side to Easter. Back to Puckett. Long three-pointer is no good. And Easter comes away with the rebound. Her shot's no good. Fight for the rebound, and it looks like it's going to be us. Yep. Jump ball.
Really interesting. Sims is on the bench right here. I'm telling you, if I'm coaching this team, I'm putting her on the block and going in right into her.
Absolutely. That is interesting. Looks like we're going to have a full court man-to-man by the Greyhounds. Inbounds, Macy.
Go help.
Finds Chandler. And Chandler is fouled by Puckett. I don't know I understand that foul, but we'll certainly take it. I'll take my...
Well, the girl looks at the coach like she says, I didn't mean to, but that was pretty much an intentional...
So we got two free throws by Chandler.
Come on, Chandler. Here we go, girl.
And off the back iron, no good. Need one for sure to make it a two-point lead.
Yep.
Got a minute two to play in the game, 44-43. Chandler's second free throw. This one's up and good.
Yep.
45-43.
We need to stop, ladies.
And full court pressure. Puckett gets it across half court. Hands off to Easter. Easter drives. Passes to Bridget. Bridget looking. Can't find anybody. Good defense by the Bears. Puckett with the ball. She's going to take a three-pointer. No good.
That's going to be
Yep.
Good block out by Chandler there.
Great block out.
So they're going to call the foul on McCraw. And I felt like it was a good call by the official.
Good block. Yeah, it was. It was a great block out.
And that's going to put Chandler back on the line with two more Messimer insurance free throws. We got 44.8 seconds to play in this third round matchup.
Put Macy on the line.
Oh, I thought Chandler was the one fouled.
So Macy.
All right, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Nothing but net. That gives us a three-point lead. They do come back with Sims. One more would make it a two-possession game for the Bears. That was a huge free throw by Macy. Second free throw up and in and out.
Oh.
Rebounded by Collins.
That's a double dribble. That's a double dribble.
And ball goes down the corner, and it goes out of bounds.
Turnover
on Collins. And that's going to give it back to the Bears. Coach Holloway has to run out on the court and retrieve Alexis.
Alexis forgot she was doing offense for defense, and we got the ball back.
So 46-43, Bears inbound. Chandler has it. She's double-teamed.
She gets dribbling out of around. Keeping your hands.
Yep. Ball goes to Macy. Macy is trapped, and she's going to be fouled.
It becomes mathematical now. You make these free throws, it starts getting...
So we got 27.3 seconds on the clock. 46-43. Bears hold on to a three-point lead. Macy at the line. First free throw up. And
a girl.
No nerves for Macy on that one. That makes it a two-possession game, 47-43. One more would be nice. Her free throw's up and no good. Rebounded by Sims.
All right, no fouls. No silly fouls.
Sims gets to Collins. 20 seconds. Collins drives into the paint. She shoots. She misses. Rebounded by the Bears. Macy has it.
Here we go.
They're going to have to chase her down to get her. Over to Chandler. 10 seconds to go. And we got a foul. So we actually got 12.4 on the clock.
The Pisgah fans are letting you know.
This is why you fight all season for home court advantage.
Yes.
47-43. Chandler's free throw up and good.
Nice.
It rattled around, but it went down. 48-43. Chandler's second attempt is up, and it is
nice.
Good.
Two possession game now. That's two three-pointers they got to have.
So your score is Pisgah 49. North Surrey 43, 12.4 on the clock.
It's Time Out on the Court and sponsored by Canton Insurance Agency. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Be sure to stick around after the game. We'll be selecting the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. And it's been a good one, guys.
We're going to be trying to resuscitate Kevin as soon as this thing ends. I've felt for our little buddy sitting here. I mean, this his daughter's senior year, and this thing has been.
I've been there. It is not an easy task.
Yep. I just try to rub his shoulders every now and then, just keep him a little loose.
I appreciate that.
Trying to make him smile anyway. I can't even imagine, Kevin.
So you're right, Mark. It's just math now. If we can at least make them take some time off the clock to get a score, I feel pretty good about our chances. 49-43.
No silly foul.
And it looks like we're going to extend out into full court pressure. I like it.
I ain't even mad about if they come up here getting a foul and going to the line instead of a three-pointer.
Yeah. So the ball goes in. Puckett has it.
Like right there.
They can't find anybody. 5 seconds to go.
No
She's
foul.
Dribbling. No
foul
shot
now.
Yet. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound.
Ball game.
Chandler.
Ball game.
And that is the ball game.
That's a call to foul, Hogan.
Bears win.
So Pisgah wins 49-43. We're moving on to the fourth round of the state playoffs. When we come back, we'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTF.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teens used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here at Pisgah High School, where our Bears have just pulled off a big third-round victory by a final score of 49-43. And it's time now for our A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon County. A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. And tonight's award for outstanding effort goes to, I'm going to give it to Coach Holloway tonight, guys.
Good choice.
I think Coach Holloway has made just some great coaching decisions all season long, and knew when to pull the right switches, and tonight I think was no different. Coach Holloway is, and his record has certainly proven it over the years, but he is a fantastic coach, and tonight I want to put that medal around his neck. What's y'all's thoughts?
I agree totally. A lot of good calls there, and like you say, our girls, a lot of girls had a good game, but nobody would just kind of separated herself. Good call. I'm good with that.
Yeah, and for Coach Holloway, this is the first time he's taken a team past the third round since that state title run where he lost that state title game. He had back-to-back year where he made the Western Regionals and then the state title game. He's gotten to the fourth round. He's had some great years. We've talked about his record for the last 10 years, really the last 18 years. Hadn't had a losing record in 18 years. great job by him with this team, getting them to 28-1 now. He deserves a player of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a losing season in 18 years. That's not too shabby.
I think most any coach would be very proud of that. And I'm not sure there's many coaches that can claim that, but he does, and he does it. He usually don't appear to be too nervous over there on the sidelines. But congratulations to him. So proud of him and his whole team. like Kevin said, a big step forward. That third round has really gotten us several years over the last five or six. Just, that was a stumbling block. But thankfully this year we're going to move on to that fourth round matchup, and it's going to be a tough one now. It'll be, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, is that going to be Monday?
That'll be Monday at 6 p.m. We've got Stuart Kramer coming into the house. We can talk a little bit about them after the next break, about that game. So.
Yeah, they've got a young lady, and she's committed to, is it Wake Forest?
Yeah, Wake Forest.
Mm. But that's going to be here in the Baird Den, and I think it's a challenge any time a team comes in to the Den with this crowd you heard behind us. Always a tough place to play, and again, that's why we fought so hard to get home court advantage. And that will be the last game of the season here in the Den. As they, if they win that game, they move on to a neutral court, as Kevin mentioned earlier. So let's pack the stadium out for these young ladies. They've had an incredible season. Great bunch of seniors on this team. So let's show them their support, and let's pack the Den out. So we're going to throw it back to Jack for a few more words from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have some final thoughts on tonight's 49-43 win by your Lady Bears. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTF.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to the Baird Den, where the busy crowd is leaving happy tonight as our girls win 49-43. Moving on to Monday night's matchup in the fourth round of the state playoffs. So before we go, Kevin, give us some of our final stats on the night.
So, it's a tough night shooting from the field, needless to say, even from the free throw line. Their 2-3 zone and the slow plays, their length really drove us crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We were 0 of 14 from the three-point line tonight. I don't think I've seen a night where this bunch has been 0 of 14, even 0 for, from the three-point line. Hopefully we got that out of all of our system here on Saturday night. We were 19 of 33 from the free-throw line. As far as leading, we did have seven young ladies in the scoring column. Seven young ladies in the rebound column. Kylie Leonard led us in scoring. She had 12 points, 9 rebounds. She also had a couple of assists and a couple of steals. Alexis Marcos had 11 points with a rebound, assist, and steal. Chandler Lowry got to our third player in double digits. She had 10 points tonight, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, and a couple of steals. Macy Devlin. She had 6 points and 3 rebounds. Bailey Connor had 4 points and a couple of rebounds and a steal. Scout Ballou had 6 points, 4 rebounds. And Lauren Ballou came in, and she had 2 points tonight and a rebound. And I forgot, Molly Watson came in, and she got us a rebound there in her time. So overall, it was a very evenly distributed stat sheet. From a scoring standpoint, and then Kylie Leonard and Chandler Lowry. Chandler leading us there, but her and Kylie really handling the brunt of the rebounding for us tonight.
Well, I tell you, if I'd have told you coming into this game, we would not make a three-pointer, we would not shoot well from the free throw line, and every girl on the team would be in foul trouble, would you have thought we'd have won this game?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Had to navigate through that, and that's where, you know, Coach Holloway earned that player of the game.
Well, to me, though, that's a sign of a good team, good coach. When you can overcome that much adversity in a game and still beat a very – and I'm going to say North Surrey is a much better team than the 14-9 they come in with. And they only have two seniors, so they're going to be a team we're going to probably see again next year. But I want to congratulate them on a great season and a good run in the playoffs. But thankfully, our girls pulled out the win tonight. They will move on to the fourth round Tuesday. Now, I appreciate all of our listeners tonight from all over the place, from my sister in Maryville to David Burnett in Washington, and all of our listeners across locally and not locally. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, if you can be here Monday night, be here. Pack out this gym. Show these girls our support. Last game in the Barrett Inn of the 25-26 season.
Yeah, I think that's going to be – you're in for a treat, folks, if you come see that one. The Stuart Kramer team likes to play fast. We like to play fast.
Yeah.
We've got the best player in the state of North Carolina by many, thought of by many. She just broke the scoring record, all-time scoring record for the state. She is over 3,300 points.
Wow.
Now in her career. She is going to be special to watch. It's going to take an all-out team effort in that game to defeat them. This team went to the state championship in 3A last year, same classification we were in. Lost in the state finals. She had 49. I think the team had 55.
Wow. no mystery where their scoring comes from.
That's
wow.
Right. They also have a 6'2 young lady in the middle. Should make things interesting as well. But it will be an action-packed, fast-paced game. Mike, you better get ready. Start practicing going full speed, buddy.
Well, all I can say to that team is welcome to Canton.
Yeah.
They've not played in Canton yet. They've not seen Pisgah fans yet. We're a special group here, but yes, it is going to be a fun game. I'm anxious to see that young lady play, but I think our girls will be up to the task Monday night. Come out and watch them. It should be exciting. Any final thoughts?
No reason not to fill this gym up.
Yeah,
I mean, the fourth round is coming to town. So
yeah, it doesn't happen often.
Nope.
Yeah, and this is the last possible game here at home. Next game will be on a neutral court if we make it past this game. So come pack it out. Let's show Stuart Kramer out of Mount Holly, North Carolina, what it's like to come to the mountains.
That's absolutely. Right. Absolutely. We're so glad you listened tonight. Tune us in Monday night if you can't be here for the ball game. Check Pisgah Sports pages out for the exact time of that game on Monday night. So for Kevin Lowry, Mark Stevenson, Jack Cuett back in the studio, I'm Mike Lovelace. We appreciate you listening. We will see you on Monday night. Have a great evening, folks.